News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has reached an agreement with Terminal Link CMA CGM Consortium for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller told parliamentarians on Tuesday that Cabinet has approved the signing of a concession agreement with Terminal Link, the preferred bidder. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was making her contribution to the 2015-2016 budget debate. She says the official signing is set for April 7.
The agreement contemplates dredging, optimization and expansion of KCT in two phases, which will include dredging of the ship channel, turning basin and some berths to accommodate post-Panamax vessels.
The Prime Minister says phase one of the project also contemplates significant civil works to retrofit and deepen some areas of the berth. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging overseas players in the hotel and tourism sector to view Jamaica as a prime investment destination. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says investors should follow the example of global chain Hyatt Resorts, which recently opened its first two Hyatt-branded all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica, the Hyatt Ziva and Hyatt Zilara. The Hyatt Zilara is designed as an adult-only location, while Hyatt Ziva is for guests of all ages. Both resorts are located in Rose Hall, St. James. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government is working to ensure a sound economic foundation as it seeks to accommodate greater levels of foreign direct investments.
Our goal is to facilitate win-win investments that will bring you a good rate of return and also create the jobs we desire for our people. Your investment of $85 million is a most encouraging signal that we are doing it right.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has rolled out an electronic waste, e-waste pilot program in six communities across the corporate area. The program, being undertaken in collaboration with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will run for 6 months. Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards, says the information gathered from this initiative will be used to create a database that will guide an end-of-life policy for e-waste.
With the rapid growth of and increasing consumer spending on electronic items, we believe that it is important that we establish some policies, some procedures, and some regulations that will guide the storage and disposal.
E-waste to be collected includes cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers and keyboards. And the Ministry of Health has launched a physical activity guide and toolkit for the workplace. The initiative is part of efforts to continue promoting healthy lifestyle practices while addressing the challenging health problems facing Jamaicans. The guide and toolkit contains material centered on healthy lifestyle practices and promoting population-wide physical activity. Addressing Tuesday's launch of the guide and toolkit, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson said physical activity should be included in the lifestyle of Jamaicans as a means of improving health and well-being. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ Constituency Office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.